Deuteronomy, chapter 31. And Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel. And he said to them, I am 120 years old this day, I can no longer go out and come in, and Yahweh has said to me, you will not go over this Jordan. Yahweh your God, he will go over before you, he will destroy these nations from before you, and you will dispossess them, and Joshua, he will go over before you, as Yahweh has spoken. And Yahweh will do to them as he did to Sihon and to Og, the kings of the Amorites, and to their land, whom he destroyed. And Yahweh will deliver them up before you, and you will do to them according to all of the commandment which I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage, don't fear, nor be afraid of them, for Yahweh your God, it is he who goes with you, he will not fail you, nor forsake you. And Moses called to Joshua, and said to him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of good courage, for you will bring this people into the land which Yahweh has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you will cause them to inherit it. And Yahweh, it is he who goes before you, he will be with you, he will not fail you, neither forsake you, don't be afraid, neither be dismayed. And Moses wrote this law, and delivered it to the priests, the sons of Levi, that bore the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, and to all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, At the end of every seven-year period, in the set time of the year of release, in the Feast of Tabernacles. When all Israel has come to see the face of Yahweh your God in the place which he will choose, you will read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Assemble the people, the men and the women and the little ones, and your sojourner who is inside your gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn, and fear Yahweh your God, and observe to do all the words of this law. And that their sons, who haven't known, may hear, and learn to fear Yahweh your God, as long as you live in the land where you go over the Jordan to possess it. And Yahweh said to Moses, Look, your days approach that you must die, call Joshua, and present yourselves in the tent of meeting, that I may give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went, and presented themselves in the tent of meeting. And Yahweh appeared in the tent in a pillar of cloud, and the pillar of cloud stood over the door of the tent. And Yahweh said to Moses, Look, you will sleep with your fathers, and this people will rise up, and prostitute after the strange gods of the land, where they go to be among them, and will forsake me, and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger will be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they will be devoured, and many evils and troubles will come upon them, so that they will say in that day, Haven't these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evil which they will have wrought, in that they have turned to other gods. Now therefore you write this song for yourselves, and you teach it to the sons of Israel, put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the sons of Israel. For when I will have brought them into the land which I swore to their fathers, flowing with milk and honey, and they will have eaten and filled themselves, and waxed fat, then they will turn to other gods, and serve them, and despise me, and break my covenant. And it will come to pass, when many evils and troubles come upon them, that this song will testify before them as a witness, for it will not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed, for I know their imagination which they frame this day, before I have brought them into the land which I swore. So Moses wrote this song the same day, and taught it to the sons of Israel. And he Yahweh gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge, and said, Be strong and of good courage, for you will bring the sons of Israel into the land which I swore to them, and I will be with you. And it came to pass, when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book, until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites, who bore the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, saying, Take this book of the law, and put it by the side of the ark of the covenant of Yahweh your God, that it may be there for a witness against you. For I know your rebellion, and your stiff neck, look, while I am yet alive with you this day, you have been rebellious against Yahweh, and how much more after my death? Assemble to me all the elders of your tribes, and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to witness against them. For I know that after my death you will completely corrupt yourselves, and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days, because you will do that which is evil in the sight of Yahweh, to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. And Moses spoke in the ears of all the assembly of Israel the words of this song, until they were finished.